check.
Station, you're coming in loud and clear. You're sounding good. I can hear you very well. KQ4VRD.
Appreciate that. 73 KQ4 Yankee Charlie India clear and monitoring.
4YCI N4ZLK.
Yankee Charlie India.
Looks like you're on a different radio now. Sounds good.
I'm mobile. I'm on a ICOM 2730.
Yeah, I've heard you talk, check in, or talk on your HT with Patrick. Much clearer on what you're on now. HT is it's a little limited. I was going to tell you, on the BRARS website, BRARS.cc, you can actually go to and listen to repeater recordings if you remember what time you were talking on the radio. And you can kind of get an idea of what your signal sounds like. It's a good way to check your signal as well.
Inside again, please.
Bridge Amateur Radio Society, just the initials, BRARS.
Roger that. I'll give that a look. I'd be interested to hear.
Repeaters, and then repeater recordings. And you can find the day and the time you were, close to the time you were on, and you can listen to your signal.
I'll give that a look. I'd like to hear what that sounds like.
That yesterday, when I heard you talking with Andy and Patrick, I was working, so it was a little bit difficult to get back in, but... so you can kind of get an idea of the difference between your HT and your mobile rig. What a difference. It's quite a difference. You're 100% copy now.
It's a 50-watt radio, I think, so I'm not surprised. Plus, I'm in a car. And, the only problem with Simpsonville is full of the overhead cables.
Sometimes you come up next to a big... electronic sign, one of those LED signs, that can cause some interference as well. But antenna makes a big difference too. You probably got a lot larger antenna on your car than you have on your HT.
I think I'm going to swap what I've got and get a Comet antenna.
Depends out there. You just find what works for you. And, you know, some of them are better than others. You can buy cheap ones and you can buy expensive ones, but... recommendations are always good. Find somebody, if you know somebody that has one they like, there you go.
I've got to figure out the antenna on my base station. I've got a Yaesu FT991 and a Yaesu ATAS120 alpha antenna. And it will tune. I've got it actually grounded on a filing cabinet, and it will tune, but I'm not getting any traffic on HF, so... I'm trying to figure out how to make that work a little more gooder.
I'm not sure. I'm familiar with that antenna. I'd like to get one and put on my truck and run a HF mobile at some point. I'm not sure how well that will do inside. It should be fine. You should be able to receive. There might be a setting in the radio or something, but that's a good radio, and that is a good antenna. And by the way, congratulations on your upgrade. I heard you upgraded the General.
Waiting for the FCC to catch up with me, whatever that means. I don't know if I owe them another $35 or if I get another certificate, but I am General.
Great. With that temporary AG, I think it is, after your call sign, until you notice it on the web, on the FCC website that's been changed.
Well, listen, what was your call sign again, please, sir?
N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. And my name is Shane.
Roger that. I have heard you before, Shane. Good talking with you. And I'm pulling up now. I'm on the food run, so the scourge of my family is waiting for me, and they will soon fall upon me like the locusts.
Completely understand. Food's important. 732, Bill. Nice to talk to you. Hope you have a good day. KQ4YCI N4ZLK.
Yankee Charlie India is clear.